All right. Now, today, I'm gonna preach a sermon this morning. I have never preached before, and I don't know if I've ever heard a sermon on just this man. And I'm gonna preach this morning on Judas Iscariot. Now, while you're turning your Bible to Matthew 26, let me remind you again, be sure, everybody in this choir, we need you here this evening. Last practice, full camp meeting. And we need you here. Please be here for choir practice this evening. God will bless you for it. I talked to John Mitchell yesterday. He's excited about our camp meeting. The Nail family is coming. We always enjoy them. Parker family. Brother Frankie Hunt. Good night. I don't know. Brother Randy Kibbett, all of them's coming. We're excited about it. Matthew chapter 26 this morning. And I want you to keep your Bibles open because I'm going to give you a little doctrine this morning. And this is one of the benefits you get of coming to Shining Light Baptist Church. What you're going to hear this morning about Judas, you won't find many places. Hardly none. Matthew 26:21. And as they did eat, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said, "He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. For it had been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" He said unto him, "Thou hast said." Now look at John chapter 12. John chapter 12, quickly this morning. Let me read you another few verses here. And it's a story of when Mary was anointing the feet of Jesus with her hair and some very costly ointment called spikenard, like a very expensive perfume. And look at verse number 3. It said, Mary, John 12:3, took a pound of ointment of spikenard. Very costly. It cost a lot of money. A lot of money. And anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You could smell it when you walked in the door. Then said one of his disciples, "Judas Iscariot." What about that? Look who the one that spoke up, which should betray him, and said, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" Judas spoke up and said, why did you waste that ointment on his feet? That money should have been given to poor people. Now look, people, hold your finger there. You're learning something about human nature right there. The next verse said, "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, because he was a thief and had the bag." You know what his problem was? He's jealous of Jesus. You got to watch these people saying, "I don't see why the church would want to put a nice building up like this. Why don't we take that money and feed hungry people?" You don't take your money and feed hungry people. You don't say that because you care about hungry people. You don't give a hoot about hungry people. You're just a thief and don't want to do what God wants you to do. You watch somebody who's got the attitude of, "Well, I think we ought to be taking that money and giving it to poor people." Anybody that talks like that is usually led by the same one Judas was led by. Now, we ought to help poor people. But, buddy, if somebody gives something to Jesus Christ, you ought to thank God for it, and does something for the Lord, you ought to praise him for it. Jesus did not rebuke her for spending that expensive, putting that expensive perfume or whatever it was on his feet. He rebuked Judas. Judas is the one that had the problem. So I'm going to preach this morning on the subject, the love of Judas. The love of Judas. It's one of the most popular songs in America this morning is a wicked woman by the, she calls herself Lady Gaga. Her song says she's in love with Judas. I'm going to tell you the words to that song as an introduction to the sermon this morning. It is a weird thing to me that every teenage girl in America is running around singing, "I'm in love with Judas, baby." That's a weird thing. You couldn't have picked a worse person to be in love with or write a song about. He said, well, it was about her boyfriend. No, it's not. You want to hear the words? Listen, quote, she said, I'm in love with Judas. When he comes to me, I am ready. I wash his feet with my hair if he needs me. That ain't a motorcycle rider. That's a mockery of Jesus Christ here in the Bible. Forgive him when his tongue lies through his brain. I'll bring him down. He's a king with no crown. A king with no crown. She says this. She says, in the most biblical sense, I am beyond repentance. She says, I can't repent. She said, I can't get right with God. I'm in love with Judas. Fame hooker, prostitute, wench, vomits her mind. But in the most cultural sense, I speak in the future tense. Judas kissed me. I want to love you, but something's pulling me away. Judas is my virtue, and Judas is the demon that I cling to. That is one of the most popular songs in America this morning. I say to you, what does the Bible say about Judas? Let me tell you what the Bible says about Judas. The Bible calls Judas in John 17:12, the son of perdition. There's only one other man that's called the son of perdition in the Bible. That is the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. As a matter of fact, Judas Iscariot, the spirit of Judas Iscariot, was not the spirit of an ordinary man. He was not an ordinary man. Jesus said in John 6, verse 70 and 71, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. Now they'll argue with that. Religious leaders will argue with that. He say, well, that means he was full of the devil. He didn't say that. He said, I've chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. You say that was the devil. The devil didn't enter into Judas till John 17 or somewhere on over there further. Or maybe a little bit further. John and further in the book of John. The devil entered into him. But before the devil entered into him, he was a devil. So what's going to happen? When Judas died, the Bible don't even say Judas went to hell. He went to his own place in Acts chapter 1. Now, like I said, you won't hear this probably in any other church around here, but I'm telling you, this is what the book said. One fellow came up and he said, well, that just means he's full of the devil. Well, that means you're full of the devil, because Jesus said he is a devil. He was not a normal human being. He was a devil. Then when he betrayed the Lord, before he betrayed the Lord, the devil entered into him. So when Judas died, he went to his own place. And in the book of Revelation, over there in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, and in Revelation, on back there in chapter 9, in the book of Revelation, it said that the pit is going to open up. And there is an angel over the bottomless pit. And this pit opens up and he ascends out of it, out of perdition. Notice there's only two men in the Bible called son of perdition, Judas and the Antichrist. They are, in fact, one and the same. So the spirit that was in Judas Iscariot, when Judas died, went to his own place, Acts chapter 1, and he's the angel over the bottomless pit. And halfway through the tribulation, that spirit of Judas will come out of that pit and enter into the body of the Antichrist. And that's the future of this world. So you know, when you deal with Judas, I've heard people say, Judas lost his salvation. Judas had no salvation. If Judas was saved, he was a saved devil. There's no such thing as a saved devil. You say he had power to work miracles. Sure did. The devil's always had power to work miracles. And he will again during the tribulation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, are you listening to me? Jesus, he walked right with Jesus. He was side by side with Jesus. He was a very religious man. But he was the spirit of the Antichrist and the son of perdition. Now, let me say a few things about him this morning, about the love of Judas. The first thing I want to say is he loved cash. He loved cash. The Bible said that he had the bag. He was the treasurer, if you will, of the whole group of disciples. He had that money. And it bothered him that woman broke that spikenard and put it on the feet of Jesus because he thought, God, it's worth a lot of money. That's worth a lot of money. He said, why didn't we give that to the poor? And Lord, he didn't care nothing about the poor. He loved that cash. He loved cash. The first mark of Judas Iscariot was he loved cash. Let me give you this little thought. He loved money more than he loved his Messiah. He loved silver more than he loved his own soul. And he loved religion more than he loved the Redeemer. Are you listening this morning? He coveted with the chief priest for 20, 30 pieces of silver to betray the Lord. He sold Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Think about that. He met with him over there one day and he said, what'll you give me? What'll you give me? You know what he meant? His religion was for sale. His soul was for sale. And much like Lady Gaga, who's in love with him, his soul was for sale. He said, what'll you give me? What'll you give me? And the Bible said they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. Can you imagine? Somebody translated that into our money, and it was like $17 and something years ago. Think about that. He said, for 30 pieces of silver, he sold the Lord. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I know where he meets with the disciples. They're going to be over there praying here in a night or two. He's going to be over there praying. Y'all sneak out there. The government won't know about it. The police won't know about it. And he said, we'll go out there when it's dark. And he said, I'll go up to him and I'll kiss him on the cheek. He said, that's the way you'll know that he's the one. Then y'all grab him. And they said, all right, if you'll do that, here you go. And they slipped him 30 pieces of silver. He sold Jesus Christ out for a measly 30 pieces of silver. But yet we're seeing others do that today. We're seeing people do the very same thing today. Shout out the Lord. Well, I won't be able to come to church no more, preacher, but I'm going to make a lot of money. Well, I have to cut some corners here and cheat some people and lie and steal, but I'm going to make a lot of money. Selling the Lord out for cash. I'm telling you, he loved cash more than he loved his own self. He loved money more than he did his Messiah. Amen. I tell you, they're as a matter of fact, they have come to be known, what's known in society, as a Judas kiss. And a Judas kiss has come to be known as an act of betrayal. When somebody in Hollywood, in movies, when they betray somebody, they say he gave him a Judas kiss. Or they say, for 30 pieces of silver. It's become a saying in America of betraying somebody, a Judas kiss. They said one time, this man and some guys broke into a house when he was about 30 years of age, and he broke into this house, there's an old woman, 81 years old, and they come in to rob her money. And he recognized her as one of his school teachers back from high school. And she was always, and you know what he said? He said, you was always so good to me, and kissed her on the cheek, and stole her money, and left the house. And they called that a Judas kiss. He kissed her on the cheek and stole her money. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what Judas did. He was in love with cash. He loved money more than the Messiah. He sure did. They call it blood money when he sells somebody out like that. He was always at church. He didn't drink or party that we know of. You never find Judas out with a hooker or anything like that, a prostitute. It never says anywhere in there he got drunk. It never says anywhere in there. But he was very religious. He was at church every time the doors was open, and he was the traitor of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you this morning, he was a religious man. Some of the wickedest people in this world are very religious people. There's people in the church this morning. There's religious leaders. There's priests. There's rabbis. There's preachers. There's people in church this morning. And brother, they're just like Judas. The only satisfaction they get is to see God's son get killed and die on the cross. He's a wicked, perverted, religious, self-righteous, sacramental murderer and wanted God's son dead and sold him for 30 pieces of silver. That's who Lady Gaga says she's in love with. She said, what if somebody said, I'm in love with Hitler, I'm in love with Hitler, I'm in love with Hitler? People would say, oh, how awful. Judas is worse than Hitler. Hitler claimed to be a Catholic. Hitler claimed to believe the Bible. You say he wasn't worse than Hitler. Sure was. The Bible don't call Hitler the son of perdition. It calls Judas Iscariot the son of perdition. He was the wickedest man that's ever lived on the earth. devil in the flesh. And why? If you're a teenage girl and you say, well, I just like that song, it's time for you to quit liking it. Amen? That's not funny. That's not funny going around saying you're in love with the devil. Amen, preacher brother Danny. He loved cash. He loved money more than Messiah. He loved silver more than he loved his soul. See, your soul is forever. Money is temporary. That money, he ain't going to take he didn't take a penny of it with him. Matter of fact, he went back in there and threw it down in the temple. Didn't do him one bit of good. He sold the Lord out 30 pieces of silver. Didn't do him a bit of good. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, he loved that silver more than he loved his soul. He loved religion more than he loved the Redeemer. He was always at church. He didn't cuss or lie or steal that we know of. I don't even know if he ever stole any money out of that bag. He was supposedly an honest man. He was right there beside Jesus. He saw him in his divine acts of miracles. He saw the Lord turn bread or a rock or something like that and made miracles. He saw him open blind people's eyes. He saw him heal their ears. He saw him raise dead people and stabbed him in the back and sold him out there. That's as low down as you can possibly get. I'm telling you, he loved cash. Let me say number two, he loved to criticize. He loved to criticize. I'm telling you, when you get a critical spirit, you're getting something in you that's akin to Judas Iscariot. That word Judas, J-U-D-A-S, five letters, just like Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. He's so close, when the Antichrist comes, he'll be so close to like Jesus, you won't even know the difference if you didn't have the Holy Ghost and know your Bible. The devil is a counterfeit. The devil, why do everything? You know why people do like this at a rock concert? Because people do that when they're praising God. Everything God has, the devil has a counterfeit for. A rock concert is a counterfeit church. That's what it is. And the reason kids like it is because they go to church and everybody sits like they're about to die, like some of you are this morning. And then they go to a rock concert and everybody's going, praise the devil. Praise the devil. Praise the devil. And I want to tell you something, brother. Listen, the opposite spirit's there. The devil is a counterfeit. Everything God's got, the devil's got a counterfeit for. The devil's got counterfeit preachers. He's got counterfeit religious books. He's got the satanic Bible. Oh, we go down there in the project sometime and visit. And we're out there on bus route. And we take these little pieces of paper like this. And we go knock on somebody's door. About that time, big old car comes down there, about these 22-inch chrome rims like that. Some old good-for-nothing, sorry, low-down bum laid back in there that won't work for a living. Comes in there like that, laid back. And here go this little guy out there and give him money. And then here come another guy out. And while we're out there going around in the circle of the apartments, they're out there doing this. And you know what? The devil says, God's going to send his men down there. I'm going to send my man down there. They're just doing, they have a bus route called crystal meth. They have a bus route called cocaine. They're trying to get the kids to ride their bus to hell while we're trying to get the kids to ride the bus to come to learn about Jesus. He is he's jealous of Jesus. He despises our worship to Jesus. Listen, if you kids could get that through your head, that the devil is jealous of Jesus Christ and Lady Gaga is inspired by him, they're jealous of his power. They're jealous of his glory. They're jealous of his authority. They're jealous of our love toward him. The world hates him. They're jealous. That's where that comes from, the spirit and love of Judas. I tell you something, brother. I'd be jealous of him too if I didn't know the Lord. I'm telling you, he's the best. He's the greatest. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the greatest of the great. Hollywood couldn't touch him with a 3,000-foot pole. Brad Pitt, Angelina, none of them. He's higher than the highest. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen, Judas was jealous of him. He loved to criticize. Here he said this. Why was not that money given to the poor? When you get that attitude, you better watch it. I don't see why they had to pay all this money for this. Pay all this money for that. You better watch that attitude. Amen. Somebody comes in here and their heart's broken and they're crying and they love the Lord and they say, Brother Danny, I want to buy these flowers for the church and they cost me $175. I just wanted the church to look at it. Don't you get this attitude of, well, I could have think of a lot better things that $175 could have been spent on. If their heart was right and they'd done that for Jesus Christ, you leave it alone. Amen. Amen? That's what Judas did. That's what Judas did. You don't want to get that attitude. If somebody's sincerely worshiping God, you better keep your mouth off of them is what you better do. Amen? Amen? He was criticized. He criticized others for living right. He criticized those who gave to Jesus. Amen? He said, if these Christians would stop building these nice buildings and start giving money to the poor, yeah. You're full of the devil to talk like that. Amen? Criticism is like this. There's always somebody with an eraser when you try to make a mark for the Lord. Ain't that right? You try to make a mark for the Lord, there's always somebody got a big eraser wanting to erase it out. They're jealous. They're critical. The worst spirit you can have is a critical spirit. Amen? That's right, brother. One lady said, that's why I like my dog so good. He don't criticize everything I do like my husband. I mean, it's just not critic. The dog, he'll just like you anyway. And that's the way the Lord wants us to be. That old the wicked critical spirit. Don't criticize what you don't understand. It requires no talent. It requires no character to criticize. Anybody can sit back and criticize. You know what Judas did? He loved to criticize. You better watch that critical spirit. Man, number three, I'll say this and I'm done. I said first, he loved the cash. I said second, he loved to criticize. And number three, he loved the credit. He loved the credit. He wanted to get the glory. He cared more about the priest thought than what God thought about. Amen? That's right, brother. He had been in the divine presence of Jesus Christ, and he cared more about them priests than he did the Lord. He said, I know where he's at. Me. I'm the one that can get you Jesus. Don't you like me? Ain't I something? I'm better than all them other disciples. Give me the 30 pieces of silver. He wanted credit. He wanted the credit. God have mercy. He cared about what the priest thought more than what. I mean, brother, he made sure those priests knew that he, Judas Iscariot, would deliver Jesus. Now listen, Judas, the word Judas itself, Iscariot means Iscariot. Iscariot means a man of Kiriath. That means he will be of Syria, Syrian Jew, sort of a cross breed between Syria and Jewish. That's where you want to look for the Antichrist. People try to say, oh, the Antichrist is Muslim. He's this, he's that. He's white, he's black. The Antichrist will be Syrian Jew. He's from Kiriath, a man of Kiriath, Iscariot, Judas Iscariot. And brother, that's the part of the world you'll get. Remember, the Antichrist will eventually rise from. When the Antichrist comes, he'll appeal to all races, all religions, all people, and there is a move strong in our country this morning to bring all people together with one religion. They're talking about one monetary. Every time you turn on the news, they'll have some article about that, about some politician that's talking about a monetary system. China is buying up stuff, owning stuff. It's all going, it's all coming down to where everybody goes by the same thing. Everybody has the same rules. Everybody, nobody's different. There's no rich, there's no poor. Everybody's the same. That distributes the wealth. That's communism. That's socialism. They make everybody the same. And the Antichrist will take over as the spirit of Judas Iscariot comes out of the pit and comes into the Antichrist. I tell you what, we better pray this morning. I tell you what, it ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. Every one of us ought to pray, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, get us out of here. Old Smokey up there, I've been at his church last 2 weeks ago in revival. And their top number one prayer request is the rapture. That's a scriptural way to pray. You say, well, I don't want the Lord to come. Well, you ain't going to like what's going to happen down here in the next 20 years if the Lord don't come. He cared what the priest thought. And then it said, he repented himself, confessed to the priest, made restitution, and still didn't go to heaven. Didn't get saved. He wound up in his own place in Acts chapter 1. You say, well, that's hell. It's a bottomless pit, and he will burn in hell. But the Bible makes that one distinction about Judas Iscariot that it don't say about no other man. He went to his own place. And the Bible said that pit has an angel over that pit, and it's called perdition. And there's one man called the son of perdition, and that's Judas. Teenagers, he ain't somebody you want to be in love with. Care how good the song sounds. Don't care how good it sounds. It's just like the Katy Perry song, that E.T. song. That'll get in your head, boy, it's a catchy little beat. It's talking about falling in love with a devil, a demon, an extraterrestrial. Because them extraterrestrials, they ain't coming from outer space, they're coming from inner space. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. We'll get into that some in a few weeks. But I'm going to tell you this morning, there is a spirit sweeping our world and nation to get people to hate the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had people tell me, why they come and get us a song? I've had people tell me, they said, Brother Danny, I was down praying. And while I was praying, the most evil, wicked, ungodly thoughts I've ever had in my life come into my head. I said, Brother Danny, where's that come from? It comes from the spirit of Jesus that I'm talking about this morning. I'm just a holy fool. Oh, baby, he's so cruel. I'm still in love with Judas, baby. You better watch that kind of spirit. You fooling around with something a lot more wicked than just regular old sin. It's the spirit. You don't want to love him. You want to love the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's a strange message. It's unusual for me to do this, especially on Sunday morning. I've never preached this before in my life. But I felt like God laid it on my heart. And I feel like there's a teenager or there's a young person in here this morning. If you don't get a grip and get your heart right with God, you're going down. You're going down. And I'd get right with God this morning if I was you. Let's stand. Every head bowed. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Nobody's talking. Nobody's moving. Nobody's moving. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Every head's bowed and every eye's closed. You're here this morning. Something's already coming to this altar. If you're here this morning and you want to say, Preacher, I'm not saved. I'm here this morning and I'm not saved. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go wind up where Judas is in his own place. I don't want to die without God. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. I'm not saved. Listen, we want to pray for you this morning. I don't want you to go to hell. Let us pray for you this morning. Will you let us pray for you? Just slip up your hand. Take your hand. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, young man. Is there another? God bless you, boys. I see your hand. Praise God. Amen. 5 or 6 hands going up here this morning. We need some soul winners, women and men, to take a Bible and show somebody how to get saved. You don't want to wind up where Judas is. On the first verse of this song, if you raised your hand, why don't you just come on down here and let somebody take the Bible and show you what you got to do to get saved. Don't spend one more day away from God. Don't spend one more hour, one more minute away from God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Something's coming right now. Come on. Something's coming right now. All right. Come on, boys. There's some people. There's some men. Thank God. These answers to prayer coming here. Amen. Yes, well, you men? Yes. You hear me? Men? All right. I've got to help this young man. Somebody pray for this lady coming here. Here we go. Amen. Says, come on the bus this morning. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost is working here. Come on. Come on right now. If you raise your hand, come on. Come on. Just get AC. Come on right now. Come on. If the Holy Ghost is working right now, come on. Bus kid, if you come on the bus, come on right now. Come on. Let the Lord help you. Maybe you come, a friend invited you. You come right now. You don't want to wind up on with Judas' side. When the Lord comes. Heavenly Father, help us this morning. Oh God, save souls, change lives. Do something this morning. Holy Ghost, work in our church. God, you're able. I pray you do it right now. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's sing this morning. You come right now while these are praying. Amen. Come on.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Come on. Let the Lord have his own way.
Have thine own way.
Come on, young lady. Come on, young man.
Thou art the Father.
Amen.
I am the
on there.
While I'm waiting, you wait and still.
Tell you, everybody.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Say.
Have thine own way.
Amen.
Search me and try me.
Come on, this morning.
Master, amen. Today.
Well, that's saying, well, man, you're going to bless you. I'll bless you.
Whiter than snow.
Amen. Lord, Lord of God.
Woo! Wash me this night. Christ on me always
with me. Now, what God wants you to do this morning? Got it settled? Got it settled? Thank God. This young man come on the bus this morning. Saved by the grace of God. Amen. Isn't that great? God! Oh, I tell you, you know, there's going to be a little stirring in here. It's getting camp meeting time. Time to get out of the rut, ain't it? Ain't it time we got out of the rut? Amen. This lady got saved too? She came on the bus. Amen. God bless you, sister. Right. What's her name? Veronica. I met her a while ago. She's got three kids with her. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? Lord of God. Y'all ladies, be sure to make her feel welcome this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I like to see them. We got kids who say in junior church all the time. But it's good to see sinners walk the aisle and get saved in the old-fashioned way, isn't it? Amen. God ain't changed. We have, but he ain't. You might have, but God ain't.
Woo!
Amen. Woo, boy, I tell you what, it's getting good in here. Amen. All right. Now listen, two things right quick. Be here this evening at 5 o'clock. We need this quiet.